As I went into the chandler shop, some candles were to buy. I went inside the chandler shop, but no one could I spy. Now I was disappointed, some angry words I said, when I heard the sound of a right above me head. When I heard the sound of a right above me head. Now I was quick and I was slick, so up the stairs I fled. And very surprised was I to find the chandler's wife in bed, and with her was another man of quite considerable size.
And they were having a right before me eyes. Oh, and they were having a right before me eyes.
And when the fun was over and done, the lady raised her head, and very surprised was she to find me standing by the bed. If you will be discreet, me boy, if you will be so kind,
why don't you come up for some whenever you feel inclined? Oh, why don't you come up for some whenever you feel inclined? Some many's a night and many's a day when the chandler wasn't home, to get myself some candles to the chandler shop I roam. But never so one she give to me, she give to me instead a little bit more of that to light me way to bed. Just a little bit more of that to light me way to bed. So come all you merry men, take heed if ever you go to town. And if you leave your wife alone, be sure and lie her down. And if you'll be so kind to her, just lay her down there on the floor, and give her so much of that she doesn't want any more. Oh, and give her so much of that she doesn't want any more. Hey!